This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, like, I'm really not the best at technology, so if somebody could teach me how to do that, swipe up shit, so that I can make it easier for you guys to access the podcast. Please, somebody teach me how to do this for you.
That's what Kim Kardashian's doing.
Like, I'm really not the best at technology, so if somebody could teach me how to do that, swipe up shit, so that I can make it easier for you guys to access the podcast. Please, somebody teach me how to do this for you. Yo, like, I'm really not the best at technology, so if somebody could teach me how to do that, swipe up shit, so that I can make it easier for you guys to access the podcast. Please, somebody teach me.
Have you heard anything from this new Mac Mizzy?
Self-care.
Self-care when he's in a coffin, smoking a guai.
Oh.
That's the only one I've seen. It's been on YouTube.
Hey, the one...
If we need to eat some bullies.
Oh, I know, Engati left flu. So did you wake up feeling
awesome? Yeah, I'm feeling fresh. I'm feeling good. I felt stacked this morning, boy. I was like, yeah. You know when the coil is the one that's only going out.
Ah, it's not the one you have to develop.
Yeah.
You've got to developing coil.
No, this one you know is leaving. Chef, sack.
Yeah. We must write a sketch about the life of a girl. All she needed was some.
We had way too many
yo-yo, too much.
But I always thought that's what our people are about as well.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've always said this. Our generation is so much about skr-skr. I fear what our future presidents are going to be, how they're going to be giving speech, you know? It is time for the State of the Nation address, skr-skr.
Dude, skr-skr is going to live forever.
Dude.
That ad-lib is honestly amazing. Every song that it comes in, and you can do it in different tunes. Skr-skr.
You know, it can be... like, you can take skr and break it down into a wedding song. Do you take this woman to be a lawfully wedded wife?
Yo, that's the worst, guys. Yo, you are listening to Mark Julie and
Ria Betusasele,
and we are talking about the dopest things that the youth want to hear. Not even the youth. I think we've broadened our target market. What did you say? I feel like we're talking future shit. When South Africa catches on to podcasting, I think they're gonna look at ours and we're like, what is it to these guys?
Shout out to Z. He even, you know, he reposted one of our podcasts, the one where we were talking about the building up of the actual thing, the worst guy itself,
the journey.
And then he was, the caption that he put there was, the truths these guys are speaking.
Dog, and that's the only way to do it. The truth will live forever. But I feel like I'm kind of soft. Are you feeling soft?
What do you mean
in
soft?
The, in the microphone. I hope y'all can hear me.
I think I can hear myself.
All right. Maybe my sickness is making me go deaf.
No, can I tell you what it is? It's because you love blah zero in your music, in your ears, in your headphones. So now you become deaf to the things, to crystal clear sound. Cut sound.
No, it's because I'm smoking that deaf.
You know?
What did you say? Deaf? No, deaf, nigga.
Nigga, I got shit to do.
Yeah. Anyway, yo, let me not even say yeah. Alright, we're going to try and keep it professional and clean for you. We are going to speak as if we are from the Buckingham Palace. Welcome to gentrified Cliff Central, the worst guys. No, fuck that shit. We're all about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing. But today, we're talking about the tax man. Alright, just a disclaimer before we go into this topic, right? I don't know much about taxes in terms of, you know, the actual processes behind it, working at SARS and whatever that shit is. All I know is that we are getting robbed. Daylight robbery. That's all I know. That's all I see in this world right now. And I want to address that. That's what we want to address. We want to talk about why we let this happen. What are taxes for? And, you know, even more than that, I'm just looking at the bigger picture. When we look at all of our parastatals in this country, every single one of them is fucked. Every single one of them. You know, SARS, SAA, Transnet, PRASA, SABC, you name it, dog. So now, how do we allow this? How do we just let this continue to happen? You know, what do you... I feel like Zuma really did fuck this country. And we're in a really bad spot. But I also do feel like we need a hero. We need somebody. We need y'all. We need all of us to start waking up. What do we need to do, dog?
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Tell them. We need to wake up, guys, because something's not working. And we've got to stop contributing to what's not working. We all see that, but we continue to contribute to a system that we don't actually value. And that's what I want to challenge you with today. Actually think about, you know, what role are you playing into society to make it better? And a lot of the times you get under pressure to vote. And yeah, vote. That's part of your freedom. That's what we fought for. But what are you voting for? Let's look at the bigger picture, all right? Let's look at our government, right? And governments in general, actually, which are mostly fucked up. But let's look at ours. Let's start at home. Oh, there's no place like home. The stories here are outrageous. So Tom Moyani lost 147 billion rand. 147 billion with a B, guys. How do you even start to spend that money? Like, if you gave me $147 billion, there's no way I could finish it. Firstly, I could give every person on planet Earth $1 billion and still be left with 140 odd billion, right? Everybody would be a billionaire. How crazy is that? But that idea led me to think about how much is SARS actually getting from us, you know? Because that amount... It didn't slide, but the fact that it's not like, okay, it is catastrophic. In fact, that's the whole point. It's catastrophic. Mm. But honestly, how much do you rate SARS gets from us a year? If you were to guess, let me try Google it and see what comes up. Because now, we are still functioning. Barely. But, I mean, there's no anarchy. There's still relative... politeness in society. We haven't gone to war over anything yet, and we'll get to the land thing now. But other than what we give them, what are they actually doing with our money? They don't care. So firstly, you're going and you're vouching for people who don't give a shit about you. Like, yeah, carry on, dog, carry on. I like the way it hurts.
Nah.
That's essentially who you are right now. So yeah, well I did check up some things about where taxes started. It actually started in the United States. This is income tax.
Wow, surprise, right? Surprise.
No, they're the leaders of the free world. Whatever the United States does, we follow.
Yeah, well, it doesn't seem like we're all that free, eh?
But I don't think that's going to last for long. I mean, Donald Trump in office, people are losing hope in the US. I genuinely think we're going to be the leaders of the new world. Mind you, I didn't say free world. New world, because there's a new era coming.
Yeah, but it's not free. Let me not lie to you.
Yeah. Life is expensive. No,
we've just realized that we're running out of all of our resources, and that
is a state of emergency.
Oh, you want to eat that apple? Sir, I'm gonna have to charge you 500 rand
to take a bite. One bite.
Yeah, start charging apples by the bite.
Yes. All right. So you see, this is where we are now, and I don't actually want to participate in a system which I see, blatantly see with my own eyes is not working. People don't believe in God because you can't see him, but they believe in voting when they can see it leads to shit.
Okay, look, so obviously we know that taxes serve a purpose or are meant to serve a purpose, okay, so, all right?
Yeah.
It's just that what it's come down to is the misuse of those funds.
Okay, so this is how it started, right? Brother Lincoln during the Civil War times, 1861. That was the first time an income tax was implemented in society. And it was to fund the Civil War.
You see, now I'm fighting to fund. Funding to fight.
Dog, it's something that I don't even want to be involved in. I don't want this shit to happen. Now you're forcing me my hard work.
Your own kids, your own family's dying. Oh, you need more money? Okay, cool.
Do they know how expensive black funerals are, bro? Like, they don't know. We have to cook a lot of food, dog. Can you just chill out? Okay, so the obvious thing that this always brings up is, what is the alternative? You know, we live in a society. We need to come and build together. We need to find a way to live cohesively and contribute to our society ultimately. Okay.
How were we doing it before?
That's a good question.
How were we doing it before that wasn't working to the point that we needed to bring in this system to get shit done?
Okay.
Because the only reason why things change is to better the situation at hand, right?
Yeah. But sometimes your leaders are shite or do shite things. So Lincoln's like, yo, guys, we're dying out there in the war. Yeah, okay. I'm going to need to take some more of your money and, yeah, kill some more of our people, you know?
Okay, but...
our own people, mind you. It was the Civil War.
Okay.
You know, so... okay, so I'm saying the easiest way to build a society is to exchange value for value. To know what you're giving... and to get directly in return for what you have given.
Yeah, but that's another thing as well. Like, it'll differ from one person to the next, and that's what makes it...
There's no code. There's no
measure of how much each thing is valued at. It's just going to be whatever you two agree upon. So, for example, I could realize, hey, this nigga needs this thing, right? Mm-hmm. For example, you need... a full outfit, right? And I've got a full outfit.
A suit.
You know, for example, you need a suit. I've got a suit and I'm like, okay, I'll sell it to you for X amount. But then I see another, like, a billionaire, for example, who's coming and he's looking for a suit. I'm going to sell it to him for 3X. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
he's got a better buying power.
Yeah, but that's what we've led to. That's the current mind state we're in, the capitalistic mind state. And I really don't want to use that word because I understand the value of capitalism. I understand the value of private property and entrepreneurship.
All of these isms.
No. It's just I understand what liberty and capitalism go hand in hand. But I'm saying, why do we have to outsource it to entities that we don't trust, like the government? Well, that I don't trust. Let me not speak for y'all. But why do we have to outsource it to those entities? Cryptocurrency is the best example of leaving bureaucratic bullshit out of it in terms of government.
Okay.
So we need to find a way to run our society in a cryptocurrency kind of way. Mm. You know, where it's independently run. It's amongst ourselves. You trade amongst somebody else over the web. You do, I don't know how it would work on a bigger scale. Like I said, these are just ideas.
But what if...
we're brainstorming for a better world, yo. Brainstorming.
See, what if we had like a party called a government of people governing, but without, you know, taxing the people as well? Do you think that would work?
But without taxing the people? Where would they get their money?
See, they would get their money from their own sources, and everybody would then collectively, if there's a project that needs to be done there, then the people then...
who want
to
do that project.
You know, can contribute. Do you get what I'm saying? Because essentially you're contributing to a greater good for not only just your benefit, but for the entire community's benefit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm
saying? So it shouldn't be a tax that you have to pay. It should be a voluntary tax.
Exactly.
100%. You see, we're getting somewhere, guys. We're getting
somewhere. But like, these are just ideas that I'm throwing out. Yeah, it's not necessarily, it's not set in stone, and it's not something that right now, okay, everybody, that's the type of shit that Donald Trump would say. Okay, no more taxes.
No taxes.
Everybody just sort shit out.
Pay what you want.
You know? It's not going to work.
Yeah, but it's something that we can
it's an idea.
And cultivate. Because I see value in that. I see value in that, and I think that's actually a dope idea.
And the only reason the government is there is for them to be, you know, a group of final decision makers.
The buck has to stop somewhere.
Exactly.
So how do we control them being responsible for us? How do we guarantee that they are looking after our best interests? Because that's the idea already.
Mm.
Politicians are supposed to be looking out for the people's interest. So if we do that, how can we even, you know, hold them accountable?
I get what you're saying.
We're just gonna be like, yeah, you know, the guy that's always like, oh shit, no, you know what, fuck this. It only takes one person to say fuck this.
See,
shit.
We can't.
Are we forever doomed? I don't think we're forever doomed.
I don't think we're forever doomed, but at the same time, we will never be able to seek out that one person that we can, you know, hold accountable and trust fully. Because at the end of the day, that nigga goes home to his own wife and his own family, and we don't know what the chats they having there, saying, yo, no, mare, okay, it's like a stylish so. Shh, skabulela mutumba. Knowing you'll never get... You know, there'll always be that, although I'm looking out for everybody, I want to make sure that my own is better. You know, it's...
Life is the will to power. You all want to succeed.
I think everybody subconsciously wants their family just to be slightly ahead. Yeah. We all want to get there together, but hey, man, you mustn't pass the Sicilis. I'm telling you. If you must pass the Sicilis, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
That's life is the will to power. Every creature wants to ascend and to do better and to be better. And now we're looking at the world on a broader scale. I think... One thing we have mentioned before on our show, but we haven't really had the specifics on in terms of how to do it, is technology.
Mm.
You know, I think AI is such a big part of our future and a big part of how our system is going to run that we need to hurry it on up.
Yeah,
these niggas got it.
There's funding from the tax revenue that goes into the development of AI.
Yeah.
But,
that's true.
You know... There's clearly not enough, or it's not being pushed in that direction enough, I would say, that now, you know, you got Musk all the way overseas instead of here in Mzansi. Like,
yeah.
I think as an economy, South Africa should have been, you know, capitalizing on its own citizen like Musk, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of now that resource having left our country.
Mm-hmm.
And now you see... The benefits of what he can do.
Now, South Africa have been doing that. South Africa never lowered his people. Chicken, everybody flourishing. Trevor Noah gone, pew. Elon Musk gone, pew. Kevin Peterson gone, pew. We don't give a fuck, dog.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, look, the taxes, I also feel, if put to use properly, right?
Dude, we could fix everything,
Tom,
dog.
Tom Nielsen, right?
Yeah.
One of our regulars at the comedy show.
Yeah.
He said in, I can't remember which country it is, one of these European countries, right? You could tax close to 50%, but shit works. You don't pay for schooling. You don't pay for medical services.
Mm.
Like, everything just works.
So they do get taxed now?
Yes.
But that, I think
but like,
if they're getting the result, the wanted result, then it's the system's
exactly.
working.
Exactly. Because he's saying to me what his chats are is that South Africa income tax is about how much? I think 35%, isn't
it? Yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't want to lie. I'll Google it right now,
for
example. But yeah.
Let's say for now 35?
Because
for me, here's the thing.
And
Yeah,
so you say that the income tax is X amount. In that country, right, it is, I think, about 50%.
Yeah.
So you're saying... I could pay a little bit more and contribute to the community and the society. And I see what it's churning out. I see the benefits.
Which country is that?
I'm going to have to confirm.
But that's 50% is a lot, bro.
Yeah.
But if look, if I'm not
like
paying
you
for
make
school,
a million,
if I'm not paying
trust,
for...
you're going exactly.
Yeah.
Is that investment that you're putting towards the governing party of the country not being seen
Tom's
directly.
Denmark, no?
Yes.
Okay, so it has to be Denmark. Because I'm thinking about now their history and their struggle. Have they been through anything? Because I think, to be honest, us, it's our history, you know? Our struggle, where we're coming back from.
Exactly. You know what we need? We need a party where there is a diverse group of people, like one representative from this culture and this culture and this culture,
dude. But that's what
to try and look out for the best needs for every
look,
person.
But you see, this is where we get stuck, because that is exactly what it is supposed to be.
Mm.
When you look at democracy and you look at voting, let's put everybody in, but it's just not, you know, and it's just not everywhere. And it's a really tough one. But let's look at this, all right. Tax evasion. Let's just disclaimer, this is an entertainment show. So please don't come and cuff us 10 years from now. Because I'm telling you, dog, I don't blame Lionel Messi for dodging taxes. I don't blame any of these guys. Because you're literally giving your money away to be stolen. Especially when you know Eskom, 19 billion lost. guys, is, and we're talking bees, bro.
That's why you bees. Go... Tax avoidance.
Yeah, tax avoidance. They taught us that in business studies. Tax evasion, you go to jail. Mm. Tax avoidance, you just get a
that's something
lawyer.
Else about tax. Like, why did the niggas in grade, you know, 10, 11, 12 accounting only get taught nice things about tax? Because the minute you come out of matric, hey man, life is tough with you. You don't even know.
Dude, I don't know how to do my taxes. Let me be God honest. I
you don't know how to do your taxes. Listen to this, black man.
Yes, but
you see, no, I don't know either. I'm not saying that, you're dumb. I'm just saying, do you see the crisis that's at hand?
Yeah.
Like, we're giving all of this money away, yet and we don't know how to get what's rightfully due to return to us, our tax return.
The window's
about to close. My nigga, I got cash to claim.
I gotta go.
Yeah. I don't know how, you know? Yeah. I get to the tax office, they're telling me about proof of residence. Like, nigga, I live with my mom, dog. I gotta come with my mom now? What, dog? Just give me my damn cash. You see what I'm saying? Mm. And then also, so fucking hell, the service that you receive for the amount of tax I'm paying, fucking do your job. Yes, government services, fucking do your job, man. No, honestly speaking, that's how
it's
I feel.
Outrageous. No, it's outrageous. It's
the post office, for example, my boy, I had to renew my license disc, all right? I went to Lone Hill, my guy, the north.
The north.
Let's just start there.
It's supposed to be nice.
Lone Hill. No, electricity's out. Okay, shop, where can I go? No, you can go to Cresta, you can go to Leaping Frog, or you can go to Northgate, or somewhere somewhere in Randburg, North Riding by Northgate. I'm like, okay, shop, I get to Leaping Frog, Klepe. No, we don't have our printing is down. I'm like, okay, so what if your printing is down? Can't you give me one of the forms down? No, we have to log on and print the form for... I'm like, holy shit. Next day, something else. Next day, I'm like, a whole week. Mind you, I'ma still drive, all right? Yeah, so my license, this is expired now and stuff like that. Dude, it was madness. Yeah. Real madness.
And I'm sure you get stopped by the cops.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I'm black, I mean...
it's an occupational hazard of being black, it happens.
I'll tell you a little story about that later. But dude, honestly speaking, this whole tax situation can be avoided, should be avoided, and not necessarily avoided, but
we
need
a better solution.
Exactly.
Because these guys, dog, and now we want to go to land expropriation. And I get the idea, the land has to be redistributed. But I don't know if I trust the ANC to do it really well. Because what have they done well?
Look, let's see. What do you feel our responsibility as you know, people of the entertainment industry as well? Do you think that, you know, celebrities and personalities in South Africa are doing enough in terms of... like voicing their, because I'm sure they too.
I think there's some things like Thibaut Touch did try with the Data Must Fall thing.
You see, like, and I mean, but like, that's one out of like two out of, because it was him and Gareth.
Yeah.
Gareth, it's two out of.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there are people who are trying, and I think those people often get blocked out. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Because it hasn't resurfaced really. But he went pretty far. He was on CNN. That's an international news channel.
Okay.
So I think we undermine what we are trying to achieve. Mm. And I also do think that we should look to people who are doing things like that as our true leaders.
Mm.
Our true leaders are the ones who don't need your vote to do good.
Mm.
They're just doing it because they can see that something is wrong.
And they've got the foresight or the benefit that it has for you.
Yeah.
Access to internet brings access to knowledge. And access to knowledge, it just allows you to grow.
Mm.
So, like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Free but internet.
Let's hear what our friend, one of these celebrity people, had to say about taxes. I'm sure you guys have heard this before. But we just because it's about this topic, let's hear it.
Right, so you know the government is taking 40% of my taxes, and Uncle Sam, I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money, because you know what I'm saying, like when you donate to a kid from a foreign country, they give you updates of what they doing with your donation. I want to know what you're doing with my fucking tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America. What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the damn trains. I know y'all not spending it in no damn prison, because y'all be giving niggas like 2 underwears, 1 jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all niggas doing with my fucking money? What is y'all doing with my fucking money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all niggas doing with my fucking money. What is y'all niggas doing with my fucking money? Uncle Sam, I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my motherfucking money.
You see, we need receipts.
You know, paperwork. Showing the paper trail. And the funny thing is, when the paper trail comes out, then it's hurt.
Yeah. Then they're dodging. That's when inquiries come out.
And then
people start resigning all of a sudden. I know, I've got enough money. I'm out. That's literally what it is. When these guys get caught and they get in trouble, they just resign.
Yeah.
And then that kind of puts the spotlight away from them. And they've gotten away with it because they saved those bees that I was talking
about.
You know,
funny enough, in some countries, to be a politician is such a respected profession.
Yeah.
Like, you looking out for the best interests of the people. Well done to you.
Yeah.
No, not here. Yeah, sis.
But it seems like it's like I said, it's also happening in America.
Yeah.
This is Cardi B talking. 40%. I'd be upset, dog. I'd be just as upset.
Yeah. Dude, like, I drive through Alex, right? London Road to get to Boxburg when I go see my lady, right? Dude, I'm like, there's no ways the government can't even... I mean, like...
It's everything.
I'm Cyril, come on, my boy. You can't tell me you don't know how it's looking.
Let's give him some time. The load he has to bear is insane.
Yeah. No.
But let's talk about, like, what's happening in terms of, like, the petrol price.
Dude.
Dog, taxis went up again by 2 rand. So now, a taxi that was 11 rand at the beginning of this year is 15 rand. Dog, that is an unprecedented escalation. Twice in 1 year that taxi prices go up, that just doesn't happen. Like, it's maybe a 1 rand, 2 rand escalation after 2-3 years. Do you know what I'm saying? Imagine the pressure that they have to be under in order to enforce that.
Dude, I was, you know my gag about, what are you going to do, 25% unemployment rate? Somebody just gave me an update. We're on about like 32%.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Dude, and the thing is, it's rough out here for everyone, man.
And the more taxes increase, they just keep on taking a certain part out of the low-income earning people and making them no income.
That's what 15% VAT is. 15% VAT is a muffery on everyone.
Yes.
You know?
So much so that you can't even say percent. You must say percent.
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 Percentage.
Hey, 15 and a key percent, man.
Percent, man. Yes, sir. All right. So just something to think about. You know, nothing here is the law. But maybe it should be. But anyway, you listen to The Worst Guys, man. If you want to hit us up on social media, please do. We are on Twitter @the_worstguys. On Instagram, The Worst Guys, one word. And Facebook, The Worst Guys.
Yeah.
Just look for the bow tie. Sophisticated goons, baby.
Life can bring much pain. There are many ways to deal with this pain. Choose wisely.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Count it up, can't take it when you die.
Yep, that's ATM by J. Cole. ATM by J. Cole. That actually makes me wanna be like a drug mafia lord kind of dude. You know, like I've always wanted to be involved in a situation where there's like cocaine on the tables, bitches counting money through that machine.
I'm gonna get that machine just for the chias of it, bruh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to count the cash.
You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure that the people know that in this household, you know. Okay, the nobles think of selling dope. They must just know.
Motherfucker, I am. I really, really am. But it's like the Rhythm and Gangsters, what you call it, cover album. You see us Snoop Dogg's.
Oh, yeah.
There and they're ironing money, boy. I don't know. I feel like that situation is a movie one that I just want to be a part of. Or maybe instead of it being my real life, I must just go for a movie where I'm a bad man, so say goodnight to the bad guy.
That's the last bun money you'll ever see.
Yeah. Maybe that's actually what I want. But yeah, we've been talking about the tax man, Uncle Sam, and how much he's taken from us, man. This guy, he doesn't feel sorry for us. He just takes us for a puss, and we just keep going around for the ride, all right? So I don't know how you guys feel, but I think it's something we need to question.
Oh, here comes the tax man. Oh, tax man, fuck me.
More. In my ass. Yeah. Just like that.
More.
No, Vaseline, yeah. Go.
No more 15. Fuck that.
That's what we're doing. But anyway, we're about to go into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. You know the worst, guys. We always tell the truth.
Extra, mean ass, playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, place grab young Farron. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny.
All right. So, it's official. Last week we did speak about it a little bit because the announcement was actually happening the day after our show. But Zimbabwe has a democratically elected president. Yay! It is Mnangagwa. That name always trips me up. And you know, when you're black and there's a black name and you know, you don't know if you can say it nice, you're like, yo, people are going to judge me.
like, as if, you know, being oppressed wasn't enough.
Hey,
now I'm being oppressed. Yeah, you see, when we were being oppressed, why didn't you practice our names?
Our names.
Fuck, no, I was fighting for freedom.
Yeah. So he's been the first democratically elected president.
I heard that, though, that election was cooked, though. Like many elections in the world.
Ah, dude. I don't think it was, personally. I think the violence was something that surprised me. Okay, yeah, it did kind of surprise me. I thought it was going to be smooth and peaceful, almost like 1994 apartheid South Africa.
No, because there'll never ever be another Madiba.
There'll never be another Madiba again. Nobody can instill peace like that, man. Anyway, I didn't expect 7 people to die. And these guys, the military was shooting them straight up. Like, not even...
Straight up to their face.
Not even rubber bullets. Not even tear gas. Gas, boy. Ooh, gone. Life over.
Yeah. They were being Rambo that day. If he dies, he dies.
Don't fuck with Zimbabwe. What do you think this is?
All the people who want to vote against this side. All the people who want to vote for this side. All right. Kill him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that moment.
You see, the thing is for me, I don't think it was like rigged so much because it was so closely tied. ZANU-PF got like 50.8% of the vote. And Nelson Chamisa, he got like 44%. So it's not even like a big, you know.
So you would have expected it to be in a big gap if it was rigged.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I gotta say, but these guys, maybe they know how to do corruption. Whoa, ska jumpies.
Yeah, we actually... We
jumpies.
We diss the politicians, but they're just way ahead of the curve, man. Oh, shit, I saw this deep code. Just thinking about that, it was the Joker. And I think it touched me because of that yin-yang that we believe in. So it was that scene where he's talking to the Batman in the investigation room, or interrogation room, rather. And then he says, so you see, some people call me a monster, but I don't think I'm a monster. Maybe I'm just ahead of the curve. You know what I'm saying? So it's that thing of like saying human beings They're bound by these rules, they're bound by these ideologies, these moralities, but the real life that they live is not equating to what they set out is morally correct. You know, so he's saying by being a monster, maybe he's just honest with himself.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm. And I was like, what? Don't say that, dog. But you know,
it's the same way Tony Montana is saying, you just want a bad man so you can point around and say, yeah, that's the bad guy.
That's the bad guy. But
everybody everybody has this persona that they're trying to, you know, put on that they're all good and all clean, but it's the cleanest one that's the dirtiest.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I think we love the antagonist. And this is not just an assumption. We really do. We, like, even in writing and in reading, we resonate with the antagonist. And that's because that part of us exists. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, a lot of people will even tell you they want the antagonist to win. Like Thanos from Infinity War. A lot of people are saying, he's got reason, man. And also, who's that nigga who went up against Black Panther?
Oh, Killmonger.
Killmonger. People say he had a lot of reason for what he did. You know, people actually enjoyed his character. And that's because I think they resonate with that. But yeah, I digress. I get sidetracked. Anyway, new story that's next. There's been a SA Powerball winner. He has won. Guess how much this nigga's won, dog?
I don't know. How much?
145 million.
All right, minus tax. He's still lit, though.
He's still minus lit. Tax, 40% God, boy.
Because I know government officials are like, yo, finally, somebody won that money, young shit.
Oh, okay. So it says, the winner, this is from the Times Live, the winner of the 145 million Powerball jackpot is a 34-year-old engineer based in Secunda. Yes, sir. This nigga somewhere went through an engineering degree.
Can I tell you, these things, Lotto is cooked as well. Because... yeah. Have you noticed, like, when it's these big amounts, it's never somebody from, like, Silver Lakes.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta make sure that it's some, we believe it. Okay. What? Secunda? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Here's my thing with the Lotto. I don't think I would want to win it now. You know, I think, like, I've worked so hard and I want to actually achieve that 145. I'm not saying I don't want 145 million. Yeah. But I want to feel what it's like to earn it. Do you know what I mean? I think if I just got it now, I'd be like, fuck. Now it's not even worth chasing this dream because it's not that it's not about the money. But I want to floss on y'all as well. And that's the reason I don't mind telling people I'm broke, because I'm also going to tell you when I'm hella rich, I'll slap your fucking face with $100 bills, boy. I can't wait to do that to someone. Pa! Take it. And then they'll take it, boy. That's the life we live here out in this real world. All right. So, yeah, Thabo. they put an asterisk on his name so we don't really know who he is. Because now...
That's another problem. Like, why must...
Thabo, this is
as
like
if there are no white... I'm sure there's white people in Secunda as well. It could have been, a Jermaine.
Dog, or that would have thrown them off.
Or Mr. Fenroya.
Yeah, you know? That would have thrown them off.
Dude.
Now they're like, Thabo is like, okay, so we know he's black.
Who's doing who's doing construction?
Yeah.
Hey, who's doing construction?
There's a Thabo on 4th Avenue. There's a Thabo there. We must go see.
If I had the name Thabo, I'd be so fucked off right now. Because black people don't understand it, Asterix. Yeah, they just see newspaper. Thabo.
We star, man.
Hey, boy, number big stay coming loco.
Oh, Thabo the star. Alright, so Thabo Asterix arrives at the Ituba offices in Santa Johannesburg on Tuesday alongside his 30-year-old wife to claim their winnings. Dressed in matching outfits.
30-year-old wife?
He's 34, that's not that bad.
No, the thing is, they're just slimming it down. Yeah, kamtseva Thabo. Froya.
How long is he been dating that girl?
Yeah, and it's all about it. He's going to town.
Right.
No, guys.
Okay. So, dressed in magic outfits.
No.
Ah, but that's swaggy. That's stunting. I would do that as a...
Dude, no.
You come in somewhere with your worst clothes, boy. Yeah. Both of you. With the shoes with bobos, boy. You rock up there, your worst shades, your coat. You're like, for the last time, boy, we're coming in. I think that's adorable, actually. And, yeah, he expressed disbelief at being a multi-millionaire. All right. It was not easy to... This is a quote from Thabo. It was not easy to make the call to claim the winnings, Thabo said, adding that he found out on Saturday afternoon that he was indeed the winner. I needed to properly digest it and accept that my life has changed. Lynette said the hardest thing to do since the weekend was to read all the media hype around the winners. You can't even open your phone without hearing that they are looking for you. So they're already looking for them. That's what Lynette is also has an asterisk. Oh, so maybe they are throwing us off. Because it's like interracial.
You couple? See? No? You see? Lynette. Nickus with Buru Macy's.
Buru Macy's, yeah.
Lynette. Tavo Ojola Lynette. Yeah, once you get the money.
Definitely once you get the money. Okay, and the couple spent the entire weekend indoors. Okay, what would you do?
I would also spend my weekend indoors.
Yeah. You but see, is there nothing? What is the first thing you'd do?
Relax. Relax, Andrea, relax.
Would you quit your job?
No, relax, guys. Whoa, everything. See, that's the thing. The moment you start acting chacharach, as Julius would say, that's when your 145 becomes 145 rand left.
Yeah. Hey, and money goes, bruh.
Just continue doing whatever you were doing. And get sound financial advice, bro. That's the first thing I'd do. I'd make sure that I take... Because these institutions, Ituba, they give you counseling as well. Mm. Like Hemuna.
Hemuna, hey.
Hey, bro.
Kulileko.
Hemuna. It's worth 145 million.
Yeah.
Let me get you counseling. And I would honestly take it.
I would take
the best payment plan that they offer me. Yeah. I don't want all of it at one time. No, dog. I know myself.
If it's there, give me Lamborghini one way.
Yo, Lamborghini, bro.
You offer Lamborghinis like beers. Yes. Yo, Lamborghini.
I buy one just to cut it up like Jay, like not even like Jay Z and Ye did to that Rolls Royce. Was it a Rolls Royce?
Yeah. I think it was a Maybach.
Maybach.
Yeah, I remember that. It might have been a Rolls Royce. Yeah, I think so. Whatever. One of those two luxury cars. All right. So, another story that caught our attention. So Patricia DeLille is now voluntarily leaving the DA. I don't think she had a choice. I'm not surprised by that. I think she just fought the case so that she was exonerated. And then she's like, I bet you while she was winning the case, she's like, these motherfuckers don't even know.
Now I leave
because I want to leave. You know what I'm saying? She's a bongi do. I don't want to go around singing songs that people don't want to hear. She doesn't want it, man. If you don't want Patricia DeLille's services, she's out. Yes, and you're going to miss your colored auntie. Your colored auntie is strict, but you know she shows the love.
She comes with followers on Twitter.
Dog, and she comes with Fed Cooks. She comes with Alice, my boy. Yeah,
and a snook and an atza.
Ooh, maybe she'll even book you a dentist appointment. Who knows? You know, she's probably had to do a couple of those. All right. So, yeah. That is all the news stories that have caught our attention over this last week. We are now going to hop over to our favorite part of the show. But first, let me tell you about something magical that is happening on Thursday. And it's magical because it happens every Thursday. We have a stand-up comedy show taking place at Giovanni's Bonavino Restaurant. Like I don't even want to tell you how good it is, because you guys got to see it for yourself. The lineup is so magical. We got the amazing Stella Langalala. Got the incredible Ryan Holiday.
Mm-mm-mm.
And the one-liner man himself, Cry Dutoit.
Now, who's hosting?
Yes, the Sky Zens. You don't even want to know.
Dude.
You don't even want to know.
Nah. Wake up.
Yeah.
I'm hosting, man.
Yeah. It's Leon versus Cicely, the man himself. Right. He's going to be giving to you juicy, loosey, fruity, tooty, whatever oody booty you want.
Ladies, all I'm saying is like, when I'm hosting, I treat you right.
You even put on that voice,
you
know, man.
I'm putting on the show for you guys because it's Women's Month. You know what I'm saying? Women's Day.
I think we should just start doing our podcast.
You know, I'm even licking my lips like, you know, cool jam.
Make sure they drip in the whole hour. Mm. Even the knickers are dripping.
Nah, what the hell, dog? Hey,
man, conquer
play
everybody.
That beat.
Conquer everybody. We are here for all of y'all. No. All of y'all.
Hey, man, please jump into Malcolm Dudley's DMs. His Twitter handle is at...
Yo, let me tell you, my phone better be this dry when I'm rich. That's all I'm saying. Fuck all you hoes.
Ah!
Get a grip.
Bars.
Oh, yeah. We're about to go into the worst guy cipher. You know what it is. We make a song on the spot every single week. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys. Hit us up on the social medias if you guys want to chat anytime about any topic that we've done so far. Catch on cliffcentral.com, baby. Yeah.
Oh. Hey. Like hey. Hey. More money than I make, more money to the tax man. Hey. Damn. More money, more I make, more money to the tax man. Damn. More money that I make, more money to the tax man. Damn. More money that I make, more money that I make, more money for the tax man.
Tax man. More money for the tax man.
Tax man.
Oh damn, I gotta change my plan, man.
Tax.
I'm just trying to go out and get my cash, but I gotta go
get it
to the man.
Get it.
But I got a better plan. I'm a evil.
What you gonna do?
No, I'm a avoid jail time, cause I'm here on my grind and I'm walking a straight line, keeping time, walking with the rhythm. Yeah, I'm a metronome. Everybody know what's going on in my dome, cause I speak the truth all the time.
Oh,
I don't hide it. You guys
never hide it.
You wanna fucking
never lie.
Fight it.
Fight it.
Don't fight it. Get your money, dog.
Get
don't
your money, get your money.
That's
get
how you
money.
Get it, bro. I'm here cause I'm telling the truth and I'm here in the booth every day for
hey,
you. Cause
more money that more I make, money. More money for
more
the tax man.
For the tax
damn.
Man. For the tax
more money that money. I make, more money for
more
the tax
money.
Man.
For the tax
damn.
For the tax
more money that I make, more money for
more
the tax
money.
Man.
For the tax
damn.
For the tax
more
man.
Money that I make. More money that I make, more money for the tax man. More money that I make, more money for the tax man. Still I'm a black man, I play black tax man. I gotta get it any way I can. I gotta handle two jobs, man. I gotta handle a little scandal on the side, just to collide with the real G's. When they wanna ride out in the streets, man, I'm down to ride with my real G's. Cause they tryna get money just like me. Man, they tryna put their family on, just R-E-H-A-B. Do it. Hey, I don't do it for the first name, man. I only do it for the last name. That means I do it for my family, and I remain on top. You see, I'm a worst guy's G. We do it on Cliff Central Com. You be that I make more money for the tax man. Damn, more money that I make, more money for the tax man. Damn, more money that I make, more money for the tax man. Damn, more money that I make. More money that I make, more money for the tax man. More money that I make, more money that I make. What you gonna do, man? What you gonna do, man?
All these other brothers fake, and I really can't relate. So that's what I do, man. That's what I do, man.
Hey, more money, more plans, more money. No one really understands.
We got fans, we got people, bro. They gonna come to our show and they give us some money.
Man, they pay us 50 rand at the door, and then we went on to put on a fucking show.
And it's always fucking dope. You know there's always hope when you see the light on the stage. Yeah, we always go.
Even if it was just us two, we could do it, man. We could do it, just come through.
And if, even if it was just two of you in the flow, on the audience, yo.
More money than
more
I make,
money.
More money for
more
the tax man.
For the tax man.
Damn.
For the tax man.
More money than I make, more money for
more
the tax
money.
Man.
For the tax
damn.
Man. For the tax
more money than I make, more money for
more
the tax man.
For the tax
damn.
For the tax
more money than I make, more money than I make, more money for
more the tax
man.
Woo!
This is CliffCentral.com.